All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this day. Going to give you a little inspiration, a little motivation. And the theme for today is the quest for true belonging. True belonging. Now, belonging, we all have that innate desire to be a part of something larger than ourselves. And we know when that part or that piece of life is missing. But this yearning is primal. We often try to figure out how to belong by fitting in or by seeking approval. And we do all kinds of crazy things when we're doing that. But true belonging only happens. It can truly only happen when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. You see, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. And when you consider that, when you sit within your story and understand your story and how you want to belong and experience true belonging, but it happens in and through that vulnerability of self. And so Brené Brown has a great metaphor and image. And the word that she uses is braving. Braving. And she uses this for two kinds of trust, because trust is so important when it comes to belonging. So first, we're going to talk about trusting others, and then I'm going to quickly talk about self-trust. And we need both of those for true belonging to take place. So trusting others, in order to do that, we have to have good boundaries. It means you respect my boundaries, and when you're not clear about what's okay and not okay, you ask. Because that person then is willing to say no. They have an opening to do that. We have to have good boundaries. Number two, you got to have reliability. You do what you say you'll do. This means staying aware of all the competencies and limitations so that you don't overpromise and you're able to deliver on commitments and the things that you've said that you would do. So to build that trust among people for trusting of others, we got to have boundaries. We got to have reliability. Continuing with that word braving, we have to have accountability, where you own your mistakes, you apologize, and make amends. Who among us doesn't make mistakes? Who among us doesn't need to apologize and make amends? It's a really important part of building trust. Next up, vault. You don't share information or experiences that are not yours to share. I need to know that my confidences are kept and that you're not sharing with me any information about other people that should be confidential. I like to call that sacred conversation. Yes, the vault of holding that delicately and protecting it. Then integrity is up next. You choose courage over comfort. You choose what is right over what is fun, fast, or easy. And you choose to practice your values rather than simply professing them. Yes, you do what it is that you say. And then non-judgment. I can ask for what I need and you can ask for what you need. We can talk about how we feel without judgment. I like to say we suspend judgment. We don't dive into that sphere. We allow it to be on the table. Because again, when it's on the table, you can sit together. You can feast together. You can weep together. You can laugh together. And all of that is so important for there to be trust. And then the last bit for braving is the word generosity. That you extend the most generous interpretation possible to the intentions, words, and actions of others. And in our world, I am convinced we need this big time to be generous in all things toward our intentions, words, and actions of others. So this is building trust in community, building trust around you, building trust in relationship. But now we take that step into self-trust. And this is so important. If you just change the pronouns, you'll see this braving works as a powerful tool for assessing our level of self-trust. So the B, Did I respect my own boundaries? Was I clear about what's okay and what's not okay? The R, was I reliable? Did I do what I said I was going to do? The A, did I hold myself accountable? The V, did I respect the vault and share appropriately? The I, did I act from integrity? The N, did I ask for what I needed? Was I non-judgmental about needing help? And G, was I generous toward myself? You see, these two are linked: trusting others and self-trust. They rely on each other, both of those being built up in order for there to be true belonging. And in Christ's community, the church of which we are, that's how belonging, true belonging, can be experienced by everyone. And so you might have to listen to this podcast 3-4 times, journal down some notes, but really be thinking about true belonging and how you belong to others and how you belong to yourself so deeply that there's true authenticity and that no one stands alone in the wilderness of life. You see, true belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are. And in the words of Maya Angelou, she tells us the price is high, but the reward is great. The price is high, but the reward is great. May all of us experience true belonging by trusting others and having self-trust. All right, good day.